Good morning and welcome to the City of Morro Bay Tourism Business Improvement District Advisory Board meeting for Thursday, April 15th, 2010. And at this time, we'd like to call the meeting to order. We have two vacancies on the board, so we are seated with a current full board. And at this time, I would like to open it up for public comment. Any members of the audience wishing to step forward and address the board may do so at this time. Please make sure that you state your name for the record. Thank you.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Marilyn Glessman. Is that better?
Okay. My name is Marilyn Glessman. I am a member of the Morro Bay Garden Club. We are bringing to you a visitor opportunity. This August, we are coordinating Dahlia Days, a celebration of Morro Bay's official flower. It is in August because that is when dahlias bloom. Brief history of dahlia celebrations in Morro Bay. April 1965, City Council selected the dahlia as Morro Bay's official flower. In 1967, more than 12,000 residents and visitors attended in Morro Bay. Unfortunately, when the local garden club disbanded, the Dahlia Festival was lost. The Morro Bay Garden Club was reorganized in 2006. Its first sponsored event was Dahlia Days, held at the Morro Bay Library. Each year since then, Dahlia Days has grown. Last year, the event was moved from St. Timothy's Parish Hall to the Community Center as it better accommodates the growing attendance. This year, the theme is Dancing Dahlias and will feature Miss Karen's dance studios, Dancing Dahlias. Our local 4-H club teens, Morro Bay Historical Society, other area garden clubs, and dahlia growers. Kickoff is Friday evening, 4 p.m. to 6, with wine and cheese celebration featuring Mr. Kevin Larkin. He is the current president of the National Dahlia Growers Society from Corralitos, California. Saturday's program is 1 to 4 p.m. Joe and Jill Sable from San Luis Obispo will be bringing hundreds of varieties of dahlias, blooms ranging from an inch to over 10 inches across. Local artist paintings will be paired with floral designs. Everyone is welcome to bring their cut dahlias to display. Last year, there were requests to purchase dahlia plants. This year, we are making plants available for purchase. The City Council has granted us the co-sponsor discount rental rate for the community center. Please support us and grant us this $353.25 facility rental fee. Thank you. And I have to tell you, we've been working on this since last November. So there's a lot of people working very hard on it, and I hope you will grant us this. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I had a question. When was it in August?
You know, if it just off the top of your head, is it the first weekend of August? I'm just wondering if it corresponds with the Mid-State Fair. She's stepping back to the mic.
Okay. You know, I'm not sure, and I think when this was being redone, it got exited. Can I get back to someone on this? Like,
sure. You can email us, and
we've got it at the office. We've got the date at the office, so don't worry about it.
Okay,
great. There we go. Thank you. Okay. Any more questions for our speaker? No? At this time, seeing no other members of the audience step forward, I'll go ahead and close public comment. And we can't discuss funding for this right now. Just to explain to you, we would have to put it on the agenda for a future agenda item. So I didn't want you to wait for us to actually comment and make a decision today. So, all right, thank you very much. Oh, now we'll move to item number three, the approval of minutes, and we had the minutes for the March 18th. Meeting that was attached. Did everyone have an opportunity to look them over? I didn't. I didn't see anything for change, but if you didn't have an opportunity, I'll give you one.
I'll make a motion. We approve the minutes.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None? Great. That motion passes. And then we will move straight into monthly reports. And for this, I will be turning over to Andrea because we will start with a review of the transient occupancy reports. And I'm going to move announcements down to the end of the meeting, if that's okay with everyone.
Thank you. Good morning, Bid Board. Just to let you know that our transient occupancy numbers show that the month of February was down, as shown on your report from last February. However, I will tell you that there is, and I don't have it in front of me, I believe it shows about $10,000 or so. I will tell you that there's a couple of motels that we are working on with payment plans, expecting those funds to come in will be similar to last February. But again, we are awaiting those funds to be turned in at this point. So down at this point, but pending receipt of those funds, we look to be rather flat with last year. So it might be a little snippet, I guess, of good news. And we're looking for a really positive March.
So are we.
But we're in April.
Yeah.
We should already know.
Well, you know, I mean citywide.
Citywide,
not just,
right. Individual.
Yeah, not individuals. I'm looking for an outstanding May. So let's have a solid April and an outstanding May.
Andrea, quick question. When you're talking about not receiving receipts, are reports in terms of occupancy on these hotels?
Member Biagini, I will check with the woman that prepares this report. I believe so because I think that we've got those. We get all the information, but I will confirm that and get back to you.
Okay, so now we will move on to B, the TJA Advertising Agency report. And for that, John Sorgenfrey.
Thank you. I just have a few items for you today. One, I wanted to bring everybody's attention to the Gibraltar program that we've been talking about. I was able to work with the mayor and helping get a letter crafted that she signed and actually took it before the city council. So it's official that council's behind our efforts to have a sister city, sister rock, program with Gibraltar, and one of our members, Karen and Harold, are going to be going to Gibraltar toward the end of April, and she's been nice enough to agree to take part of her trip and go visit with the mayor's office there. So Karen has a signed letter from our mayor, and I gave her a little packet to provide to the office there with our DVD and our visitor's guide and a letter as well, kind of explaining the destination. So I'm going to try between now and the time she leaves, hopefully, to arrange a time for her to go meet with them. At the very, very least, we'll have, you know, personal delivery of our letter from our mayor. And as you all recall, got a very formalized letter back, very British, you know, stating that they wanted to work from legislature to legislature. And so we've accomplished that now. They want a little bit of outline more about what we had in mind for sharing ideas and commerce, and basically I gave them just sort of a little teaser of that, and it was that you know, possibly we might exchange art where we would sell artists from Gibraltar in our shops with the Rock of Gibraltar, and then vice versa, they would have artists in their galleries with Morro Bay. Mutual webcams of each of our rocks on each other's websites, and then some possible sharing of some destination trips. And again, I think that it's a win. Certainly for Gibraltar, but I think really for Morro Bay, because as you all recall, they get about 8 million visitors a year to Gibraltar. And it is on the obviously on the cruise line schedule, so a lot of cruise ships go in. And so it would just be a really great opportunity for us. So we're pursuing that. The just to give you an update on the advertising, and I'm going to bring Rick up in a moment to talk about the website and present you with some stats that I emailed yesterday. But we're getting a lot heavier into our advertising now, all the things that you've approved. We did run in January, February, but we hit it really hard in March, April, and May as we get into the spring and build for summer as well. And we're in the process of placing a significant San Jose Mercury News campaign, which you all approved. It's very similar. I crafted it very similar working with the Mercury News on what we've been doing with the LA Times. And in short, that just means a little bit of everything, not just running like on the travel page, but getting on the main news page, also doing some targeted email blasts and sponsoring one of their blogs like we had done again with LA Times. So that's going to be starting here in just about another week. So that's very trackable, as you all know. So I'm looking forward to seeing the San Jose Mercury News appear as one of our main referral sites. Also, we have a new program with the LA Times. You can all recall that we saw like a good 3 months of LA Times being our number one referral source, then it completely dropped off the cliff when we didn't have any more ads, and now we're stepping back up as we had planned and doing a significant campaign with them. And we've already started seeing the numbers start improving again for the LA Times. I'm also working with National Geographic Traveler and trying to get an online campaign working with them as well, which is, again, was in the budget. And finally, we're working with JackRabbit. They have the database. They have a letter that's been approved that they've been sending to the Hope Bay Travel Log. And we're already we've got that page set up, and Rick's going to take you through that. But that's going to be a place where people can go, and it will also help to optimize our site for searches as well. But with that, I'm going to let
Before he comes up, can
sure,
I ask you a quick
sure.
question? You said that we're starting again. I looked at our budget. We're scheduled to do the LA Times also in May and June.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still on schedule to do
mm-hmm.
that? Okay,
right.
good, because yeah, we get
that,
good results and that, off that. So
that, that plan, actually, I was able with Value Added, because we had done some work with them before, we're able to stretch the campaign out. So we have some coverage now all the way through that time.
Yeah, there is a lot of talk, especially from out of a lot of the hoteliers, that that market is actually growing for us and that we want to continue to go after it. So.
Right.
That I just wanted to make sure that we were still on schedule to do those things.
And I do have the budget, but I thought what I might do is when we get to the comparisons of expenditures to revenues, I'd pass that out. So I have an updated budget, as you guys have requested. It shows where we're at and what we have left in the fire sale, and we're in good shape.
Good. Thank you.
Good morning, Board. John emailed you the latest stat sheets, and so I'll just go over a couple of the highlights that I found, and if you guys have any questions, then we'll move on to the social media part. With the dashboard in the last 30 days, you see our visitors are up about to 600 a day right now, which is pretty good, because the year-to-date we were averaging about a little under 350. Bounce rate is under 40%, which is really good. And John referred to the referring URLs. If you look down the traffic sources, you can see that 28.5% is coming in through referring sites, and about half of that is coming in through the LA Times in various forms. You can see the cities. The number one city sending visitors is still San Luis Obispo, which most likely we think is because of day users. Then if you move on to the lodging report, you can see that we had click-throughs in March, which is now our first complete month, of almost 2,800, which I think that if we project out, we'll probably get about 40,000 to 50,000 visitors from morrobay.org onto your personal hotel website. So that's a good thing, because those guys will be making reservations somehow, some way. So if you've got any questions, I heard Michelle found out something about that San Marcos. I was curious about what happened. You know, I monitor that closely, so that's a good way, and you did it too, so we make a call. We go, what's going on with the database? Why isn't San Marcos in getting click-throughs at least relevant to the other content count? So
I had staff last night after catching that when I got the report yesterday. I immediately went on to morrobay.org and saw my property not on there. So I went and had staff check everybody that was on the list, and everybody else was on there. So somehow I must have just gotten mixed in the shuffle, which was interesting because the Sea Air Inn had zero So I thought, well, shoot, maybe they got missed as well. But they don't have a website. Exactly. So, yeah. But they're on there, but they don't have a website. Yes. They're still listed.
So they're getting page views of listings. And we know at that point in time for a hotel property which does not have a website, the only call to action is their phone, which is, you know, highly valuable, is to have that listing with a phone there also. But then we're tracking how many people view the listing and then how many people click through, because each one probably has a better conversion rate. So good call, good tracking. I'm glad somebody looks at the report. So if go ahead, Joe.
We were just looking here and we're wondering on the morrobay.org, on the what is kget.com, kget.com, for the referring website, on the top referring URLs?
That's a kget. I can answer that question. That is a TV station in Bakersfield that we're running on their website. So they just started showing up because we just started that campaign.
Yeah, they just came in and we got 416 off them. We were like, what is that?
That's a really good point. Anytime you see somebody jump to the top of the list, you could probably look to TJA Advertising is doing something, you know, something there. So that's a good way to track it and account for it.
So what we're doing there, just so everybody, we're sponsoring like their weather page, and we have banner ads as well as our 30-second TV spot that'll be appearing as well. So that's something that we're doing. That's the NBC affiliate in Bakersfield.
I mean, if you look at the list, they're the highest referring, 416. So that's why I saw it right away.
They even combined out with when we were doing.
Well, if you
they almost meet the numbers for LA Times and Travel LA Times combined.
Well, one of the things we found is that, and this is really true for all the traditional media, their websites are becoming more effective than the stations itself. I mean, it's far cheaper to run a 30-second spot on KGET's website than it is to run it on.
Rick, on that same page about
which
almost
one, Nick,
on the referring sites,
yeah,
there's a Facebook.
Yeah. .com.
Now, is that from any Facebook, when it jumps from any Facebook?
That's a good point, because we're going to get into that with the social media part. So basically, here's what happens. Somebody posts something on Facebook. It could be Peter's people at the chamber, and they put a link back to Morro Bay. In other words, the Kite Festival is coming up in April. Okay, they put a little post there. Want more information? Go to morrobay.org. Guess what? That becomes a referring URL. So you should be able to go down and see both Facebook and Twitter once it gets a little bit more active. Now, Twitter is you know, once again, John's all right on. We're working on this right now. I mean, this is what's happened in the last week right now, and what you're going to see is our progress here. And those are going to come up even higher as we keep getting more active in the social media, and that's where we're launching that right now, kind of. So any more questions on the reports?
Any more questions? Okay, I don't think so.
Okay. So
thank you.
Moving along.
Thank you very much.
To Morro Bay Travel Log. Okay, this is what it looks like right now. So in other words, on morrobay.org, if you go down the left side column, you'll see a link that says Travel Log. You're going to click on it, and you're going to go over here. Right now it goes to our old one. This is the new one that we've been working on. And so what you see here, if I can get somebody to drive the website, what you're going to see here is basically there's all of our social media right there. You can start. It's hard to read because it's actually a little bit overexposed with the overhead light there. But it says mobile, then Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Flickr, and RSS feed. Those are all to all of our accounts. The mobile is always used to gomorrobay.mobi. And then underneath that in the right side column is a post. And it's a post about the Miracle Miles for Kids, okay? And then down, if you scroll down a little bit, you can see an embedded video. It's okay. You use the down arrows, too, on the keyboard. So there's an embedded video in a post. And you scroll down further, there's another post there. So there's three posts there. And what's really important about that is each one of those posts is like its own separate little website. It has its own page. It has its own search engine optimization to it. It's tagged and everything, so it'll come up via search. So like right now, obviously the Pismo Beach travel log has been up for quite a while, but if you were to do a search on Google for Easter in Pismo Beach, you get five results back that are all controlled basically by the CVB. You get two posts that are on the travel log that we posted because it has search engines. You have an April event calendar and you have in Classic California, and you have the regular calendar in Classic California. Plus the fifth one is a YouTube video that I did and uploaded. So that's one of the ways to dominate. So hopefully we'll be doing it with the Kite Festival, the Morro Bay Car Show, and stuff like that. I just read an article recently that if you post frequently on your travel log, blog, whatever you want to call it, you have a six times more effect on your organic search listings than if you don't. And so this is one of the things that John and I are getting in there. We're trying to formulate a plan of how to actively participate in this. John, you want to?
No, I just think that I'm really excited about this page. I think this is going to, you know, part of the social media that everybody wants to do it, and it is something to do, but you always have to kind of take a deep breath and go, well, how is this going to really affect the bottom line? I mean, we might have, you know, 4,000 friends, but are they what are they doing? Are they going to come? Are they our market? I think controlling this is basically a controlled blog, really, is what we're doing. So we're going to do the postings. It's going to be positive information. We're not going to have a free-for-all of discussion going on, but it's going to be something where people can go and get constant information and get up-to-date information. And that's really the challenge with social media, is to keep it really valuable for people. They want instant postings. I mean, you can't post, you know, 3 weeks and then wait and then come back. You'll lose those people. So partly what we're doing collectively with the team that we have working on this, and I just hired an intern from Cal Poly, an honors student, and I'm paying her because she's really good, but she's going to be helping us a lot with the content as well. So she's going to be our little reporter on the ground. She's an excellent writer, very professional, and she's going to be working with Rick. And what Rick's going to do, though, is calm her energy down. So if she does something and says, well, you know, that's great, but we need to title this Morro Bay Travel because that's going to help us on the searches. So I think between that, you know, that dynamic, I think it's going to work really well. We're going to start seeing some really great results coming from the travel log as far as hits.
We've got a good track record with this. I'm currently running 30 of these sites for different clients. So, and John and I are together in on the biggest one of them all. With a page, one of our different videos in from YouTube pops up there so people can see that. Underneath that.
Hey, Rick, I make a comment just on the videos, too? Is another effort we want to do now, but also going into next year, because we're finding that YouTube has just incredible, you know, it becomes the second most searchable resource next to Google. And what we want to do, and we have, again, the budget for the social media and in the PR portions of this, is we want to go and tape every event, film every event. And then what we'll do is we'll post that event on YouTube, but we'll also have that content to either make, you know, commercials if we want, but we can post it on the site, because that way people then will be able to not only just read about an event, they can actually see it. So when that event comes up the following year, rather than just simply say, you know, Kite Festival on this date, they can click on it and they're going to watch it from the year previous. But again, what it'll really do is increase our web presence. And I think there's a couple that I'm going to talk to Rick about, you know, like with the Blessing of the Fleet is a new one, you know, certainly a Kite Festival, but the more the merrier. I mean, the more we can do, the better. And they do not have to be – the nice thing is they don't have to be real sophisticated, because it's really just information. And it doesn't have to be a, you know, fancy produced spot or anything, because it's really just for people to get a two-minute frame of reference to the event.
Pass those around, and we'll talk about YouTube right now. Well, here's what we did. We went out, as you know, on morrobay.org, there's the embedded YouTube video with the pelican, starts off with the pelican on it. Okay. Well, there's a way on YouTube, if you know your way around, to bring up the search results, or basically the event tracking of that particular video. And John just touched on it, and this is to kind of emphasize the point. What's coming around now is the YouTube tracking of that Morro Bay video. Now, we've got a bunch of videos on the YouTube channel, but this shows you the reach of the video, and it's just very, very impressive. If you go down, this is event tracking. If you go down to the bottom, you can see that this particular video was loaded in the middle of January of 2009, and it was, you can see see when it was first embedded on morrobay.org and then first embedded on www.morrobay.org. Even though they're the same thing, YouTube tracks them differently because one of them's a conical
URL. And how this is our DVD that we've had on for some time, but the reason that's showing up now in January is because that was the redesign of the site. So that's when it was re-embedded.
So, but going up the line, it was just really cool. January 19th, first referral from YouTube search. As John said, YouTube is the second most important search engine. Well, that was the first time the event happened, and then since that time, there's been 732 people that have searched for Morro Bay on YouTube and clicked on and watched this video. And then the next one up is the first referral from YouTube search, Morro Bay, California, this time is the search phrase. 117 people have watched it from that. And then you go up, the next two are it was basically showing up in some maps at google.com. And then one above that is kind of really interesting. Starting on September 3rd, 2009, it was first viewed from a mobile device. In other words, somebody had a smartphone, an iPhone or something like that, logged on to YouTube and watched our video. So that's the reach of YouTube, and that's why YouTube is so important. Now, John's been talking about, and I've been telling you, is that when we go on to social media, that takes a lot of effort to post to Facebook and Twitter, and you got to do it. One of the things that's great about YouTube is you go out and shoot the video of the Kite Festival, put it up on YouTube, and it sits there, and people come in and watch it, and look at the reach that it has. And so that's where we're, and not only YouTube, there's other video sharing websites that you might not have ever heard of unless you've been online like a lot like I am, but there's Daily Motion, there's Meta Cafe, there's Blip TV, there's Vimeo, there's all of these things, and you can have a piece of software that could take your Kite Festival video and upload it to all of these and then come back with a report of how Daily Motion. So, I mean, 95% of everybody's on YouTube, but there's another 5% is on, you know, Daily Motion and Meta Cafe, so why ignore them? You know, there's no downside to getting exposure there. So that's why I'm all real excited about YouTube as far as in the social media area.
Let me see if I follow you. What we're saying here is that this video is on YouTube, and somebody goes to YouTube and says, I want to find out some information about Morro Bay, and they type in Morro Bay, California, and then this option comes up, and then they play it and look at it, right?
And then another thing, Nick, is look and see the other viral. Okay, here's the thing is that you go over it, you go to YouTube, and you do the search, you view the video, and you say, hey, this is a really cool video. And then you send a link to it to Michelle. And Michelle goes on and gets it, and she goes and tells all of her friends. That's what viral is about.
Okay.
So in other words,
and it keeps
just
going.
It's got a huge reach for very little, you know, little effort, and
right,
little input. So I've seen so much of this.
Really, it's incredible.
There's a part of the viral thing that's going to be interesting. And again, I think this is what we've talked about storm, or I don't know if we want to do storms, because it's not necessarily good for travel, but something that, again, that's going to create this viral that's going to be interesting enough of a video that people would want to share it with their friends.
And here's another way the website works is, like, say Nick's on this website, he watches this video, and he wants to say, that's really cool. You see the share save button there? You mouse over that, and you can share that to Facebook, Twitter, and what you do is you post that to your account, a link to it. And that's another way it gets viral, okay? So in other words, you could sit there and you know, it has all of those capabilities all built into it right there, which is kind of cool. And then another thing you might notice is if you mouse out of that, it's going to be hard to read on this, but you can see where it says tags there. Right underneath the share save button, it says tag. It says category that was posted in the tags. Now, if you were to go in and do a search right now for Pismo Beach wine events, I'm tagging, John's found somebody that's writing articles for wine events. He's given it to me. I'm posting it onto our blog. But I tag it Pismo Beach wine events. So if you do a search right now on Google, one of the results are the tags. So in other words, everything I tag with Pismo Beach wine event, it comes back. When you click on it, you go onto our travel log and read all of the articles on Pismo Beach wine event that are tagged. That's one of the, you know, to understand this, it's just hugely complicated, but it works really good together. And the whole platform is based off of our Pismo Beach travel log. That's where we control everything, and it goes out from there to Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and they all talk back and forth to each other seamlessly. So
but just imagine, like, you know, if we can find, which I think we can, somebody that's already writing a column on bird watching, or somebody that's already, you know, or wine tasting certainly would work as well, or kayaking, or any of those things, or just the general category, which might even be better, is watchable wildlife. And then we can post that as we're doing with this, with the wine thing.
And the big thing is the fear. Okay, there's always the fear. Now, if you remember down here, there's a place where you can put a comment. Well, right now, if Nick goes in and wants to comment about that, that thing is going to come into the minister, which happens to be me right now. I would look at it and say, okay, this is okay. I'm going to approve it. Or no, this is spam. Comment spam is one of the biggest problems we have with blogs. There is now spam filters built into this thing, and so it stops all the bots from getting you spam. But in other words, nobody's going to be able to post anything on there unless we control it. And we could assign, like, say, Joan is a good writer for Morro Bay Wildlife. Well, we can give her authorship rights. So she can log into her own area, post her own article, and then it comes out, it emails to me that Joan, author Joan, has posted an article. You know, and then I can go in and check it and make sure it's okay, or if she has any problems or something like that, or there's something misspelled or something, you know, then, you know, the administrator can come in. It does happen. So anyway, you've got a controlled environment, and that's one thing John has really emphasized with it. You know, we're not going to do anything that's going to embarrass anybody, because we've already had questions come up in the past that we've addressed in our other clients. So it's pretty cool. Any questions?
Yeah. Not right now, but I'm sure they'll come up. Thank you. Okay, I'm sorry. One moment. So where were you?
That concludes my report.
Okay. Well, let me look back to you again. That concludes your report. Okay, thank you. So we did not meet as a website subcommittee. We're into subcommittee reports now. And we did not meet as a website subcommittee. So we will skip over C. Hotel Packaging Subcommittee, I don't sit on that. No, I'm getting a head shake no from Mr. Candela. Creative Subcommittee, I sit on that, and we did not meet. Trade Show Subcommittee, we did meet regarding Savor the Central Coast. We met a couple of times to discuss some of what was going on, and we just met with Josh Heiser a couple of days ago, 2 days ago to be specific. And we talked about booth size, what size booth we're getting. They've already begun filming on the county-wide, since we're partnering with the county T-Bid, or actually I think they're called the C-Bid now. They've changed their name and they're called C-Bid. So since we're partnering with the C-Bid, we will be part of the very large video. They're doing that 50-foot or 60-foot screen on the back of the wall, and Morro Bay will be included in the constantly running video that runs throughout the county, and they've already begun filming that, is the point I'm trying to get to. In addition to that, we are in the process of interviewing chefs for the dueling chef Battle of the Bay that, as part of our package, we were given the opportunity to have a culinary demonstration. And rather than do just a plain demonstration the way everybody else is doing, John came up with...
logistics works out. Maybe they might want to work with us on some of the aerials, so we can certainly fly by Morro Bay and get some really dramatic shots. So I'm going to try to let them know that we have a great resource for some footage already, so that we might even get more coverage by being able to supply that.
Great. I think that that's a... I think that being in the booth with them is a wonderful opportunity.
Absolutely.
For us to begin a partnership with them, and it just makes sense. So that is what we met on, and we started talking about the creative to fill the booth space. It's about a 20-foot width and about 10 to 12 feet deep, as we've discovered. We're talking about flying stuff out of there up to the rafters and really causing some attention-stirring elements to come forward and draw people into our booth, and so we're working on that. And we're also hoping that whatever we do as a booth will be collapsible or portable enough to be able to update or take place, use elements of it for the booth that we have that currently goes on to trade shows. In addition to that, on the trade show subcommittee, we have the trade show coming up the same weekend as the Kite Festival in San Diego. And we are working the staffing of that out right now, and we will have that staffed and ready to go. And that's pretty much it for the trade show subcommittee, unless somebody has something to add.
Chair Solo, I have one quick question. Did you say that we will be sharing a booth with the county BID group?
Or it's the county BID. We're actually, their booth is really long, and we have our own booth space, but we're going to, because they're on Highway 1, the way it works out, we're going to be kind of in the center of their booth space, and everybody needs to pick their glass up from us, their wine glass, and since it's a wine food event, we're going to be seeing a lot of people, which is good for us. So that's it for the trade show. Public Relations Subcommittee? Head shakes no? I don't think we have to deal with that. We have one. Karen, did you meet with yourself? Okay, you didn't meet. Okay. Well, try and find yourself on the airplane. Get some work done. And now we will move. You are going to Gibraltar. There you go. That is Public Relations. Let's see. We're moving to 5 then, unfinished business. And I see none, so we will move into 6 right away. New business, discussion of the name for the Tourism Business Improvement District Group.
I have a handout
of hotels.
That, if I'd like to.
And for this, John has a handout. What we're looking for here is to not be, when we're at trade shows, when we sponsor things like Sunset Magazine at the tune of $20-something thousand, or when we sponsor something like we just had a request for Dahlia Days, the 4th of July, because the money is pulled from an assessment, we would like to see credit go where credit is due, I guess is what we're all kind of looking for. And so let me give this to – can we get this on the overhead, fellas, so that they can see it at home?
And there's actually – there's 4 names here. They're just different fonts. I just took – so there's 4 choices, and the one that's that has the asterisk is one that I had sent to 2 members, so we didn't violate the Brown Act, but that seemed to be one that everybody sort of liked. But to take it to the full board for your decision, and we could develop a logo around this. I just did a couple of top fonts just so you could see how it would look just in a different font size or type.
Could we use that same kind of Morro Bay? Oh, no. We couldn't use that Morro Bay logo, the one that we have already?
You know, that one might be. I don't know how that would work. We could certainly look at that. But these are just a couple of ideas. You know, one sort of a script and one sort of a, you know, just basically
right.
A straightforward.
Just gives you an idea of how it looks in a couple
right.
of different ways. Okay, so what we have there, and I'll. Morro Bay Lodging and Tourism Morro Bay Lodging and Tourism Alliance, because I think we should hear them out loud. Morro Bay Lodging and Destination Alliance, Morro Bay Lodging and Travel Alliance, Morro Bay Lodging and Destination Alliance. And one of the things here is to recognize is that on some of these we've partnered with the community promotions, or we partner with other. You know, maybe we're partnering with somebody else. For example, the Chamber of Commerce on our website and those kind of things. So it's nice to not necessarily say the Morro Bay Hotel Groups. In our minds, when we first kind of brought this up, the idea was to give us a way that brings us all together and has us fall under one roof that doesn't sound like the Morro Bay Tea Bid, which people wonder, what's Morro Bay Tea? Karen?
I agree. I think that tourism covers a broader spectrum than the other two, and so is a little more appropriate for the BID in terms of our mission statement, like Michelle mentioned.
Peter, any comments?
Just that I agree also. The tourism is essential, I think, to what we're doing and what promotions are doing, and it just blends very well.
I agree. I like the first one best, Morro Bay Lodging and Tourism Alliance. Well, before we make a motion, let's make sure that we're not making a snap decision. I just want to make sure we like the word lodging in there. I like it because I'm a lodger, so to speak. So I like it, but it is long when you're out somewhere. Imagine them saying, and our sponsors are visit Paso Robles, visit Paso Robles, go Atascadero, the San Luis County VCB. So I just want to make sure that everyone is totally happy with it before. I don't want any snap decisions, that's all I'm saying.
The other thing, I agree, lodging is, I like lodging in there also. The other thing, I noticed all of them end with alliance, and I was just wondering if there was any other terms. I don't really think of anything off the top of my head, but were there any other suggestions besides alliance to end it with?
Group. I think group was the other one.
Okay.
Group, yeah.
For me, because our company, so many hotel groups are named group, I didn't like group. Mm-hmm.
We actually talked about group, I think, at one of our first meetings.
It sounds real corporate.
It does sound very corporate.
And that's what I didn't feel like I liked alliance because it was kind of bringing everybody together. But again, I don't know if there's any other words out there besides
I like alliance. Because it's really more of an adjective, too, of like everybody's aligned with the same mission. So I think that's a good word. I agree. I think originally we had group. Group sort of sounds kind of corporate.
You don't have your mic on. They're yelling at you.
If you want to know the synonyms, just in case, there's a few other words that you might want to use.
Oh, thank you.
There's a favorite here of mine. Coalition, grouping, association, union, agreement, treaty. That's my favorite. Pact and deal. So,
Morro Bay Lodging and Tourism Deal.
I just thought I'd throw those out. Give you some options.
Throw that out. So, I'm sorry, Coalition. Morro Bay Lodging and Tourism Coalition.
You probably have the best
United,
one. Pact,
yeah.
Treaty, Agreement.
Pact, oh no.
Treaty's good.
Pact. It makes us sound like Lewis and Clark.
Yeah.
Okay, so I like Morro Bay Lodging and Tourism Alliance. If there's anybody looking to make a motion, we could hear it now.
I'll make a motion that we change or I don't know if it would be changing our name, but having our name become the Morro Bay Lodging and Tourism Alliance.
I'll second.
Any discussion? I would just like to say that it does not change our name from who we are as the Morro Bay T-Bid, but what it does is gives us a name to use on advertising and fulfillment and, you know, announcements, those kinds of things. Any other comments or questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? None.
Who was the second on that?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, one moment, please. So now we will move to B, the big comparison of expenditures and revenues. And for this, we will turn back to John Sorgenfrey, who is doing a handout.
Well, basically what I prepared...
Maybe we can get this. Should we get this on the overhead? I'm sorry, excuse
sure.
me.
This is basically one side of the equation, which is basically the expenditures. Revenues are going to need to come from Andrea, but this is really an updated picture of where we're at. This is not to say that we're out of money as of April, that these a lot of this effort occurs in May, as you can see there. Some even goes a little bit into summer with like Travel 50 and beyond, but these are the committed dollars. And also reflects some of the bigger allocations that you did with the Sunset Savers in there, the contribution to the county VCB is in there. So this gives you a pretty good picture. And as you can see, we have almost $80,000 that's still non-committed. Big portion of that is in the fire sale, which was purposely done by, as you know, by this board to be very prudent with how much revenue is coming in. But we're in, you know, right on track, I think, to where we wanted to be at this particular moment. I've already given you some examples of where we are doing as far as the online programs that you see there.
But that doesn't have more.
And also the county VCB. So two big items have been taken out.
All right.
And actually, it also incorporates the $10,000 from the fireworks, too, I believe. I'll double-check that, but I think that was I know we've paid that. TJA has paid, has written a check to the fireworks, so I'll determine that, too.
All right, thank you.
Okay, so I have a question for Andrea as we look at this. Andrea, I'm looking at TOT, or rather, I'm sorry, I'm looking at BID collections on the TOT report. And I see that from July through now, we've collected, or from July through February, let me make a correction, we've collected $303,217.37. And then last year for June, we collected $48,682. So that's $353,000. But we've spent $391,000. Is that what I'm looking at? Mm-hmm. Total? I just want to see what I'm seeing here and see if I'm seeing it correctly.
Well, you...
I think I'm going to let... We've allocated.
You would not spend that $391,000 till mid-June.
Till mid-June.
Almost the end of June.
Okay.
And that is the tricky part of all this because obviously TOT is going to, you know, be heavier March, April, May, June, and then of course as we get into, of course it'll be the next fiscal year, but July.
That's right. I understand.
Okay.
That.
Okay.
I just want to make sure that we're not going to owe the city back.
I'm sorry. I just want to make sure that we're not going to owe the city back. I want to see that we come out pretty even. I don't want to end up owing the city back $80,000 in over expenditures when our TBIT is dropping to 2% next year. So that's why I'm just trying to keep track of this.
And one of the things that we've been looking at as we've gone along is the if we stay within the budget, what do our months from now until the end of the year, fiscal year, need to look like in order to make that? And it looks like we're just fine. In fact, it looks like we may very well have some extra to go into the next year. We do want to keep in mind, I think that includes the, I think it potentially includes a $48,000 from last June. But we look fine as to where we are, and that's one of the reasons why we wanted to bring this back, especially with this spending that we've done out of the contingency or fire sale fund. So I think we look fine unless things went absolutely to zero. But I think we're looking pretty good. Is that John? I think you probably feel the same way.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And I can see where obviously I know that we're in a shoulder month we're picking up here, but I just want to make sure that we're all kind of in sync as to where we're at.
We've been watching it very closely as well at the city level.
I'm sure you have.
I think Peter's been seeing, I know he reported in the promotions committee, he's got some stuff here that we're seeing some pretty dramatic additional inquiries from and also fulfillment from the visitor center as we go forward. And you've seen the website continue to go up. I mean, we're up about 3,000 visits between February and March.
Yeah, if I could take a couple of minutes, I did pass out a breakdown, basically, of the fulfillments through, and this is just from January. It really started in December. Now, there's three pages to it. The top page is kind of a summary of the bottom, but I want to go through each page because they're really kind of interesting how and where the fulfillments are coming from. You can see that as you break down each month from January, it's Sunset and it's California Visitors Guide, Sierra Magazine, and Travel 50 are the primary ones that we've received fulfillments for, and they definitely coincide to when ads come out. So you can see that compared to in that last column there, monthly totals 2009, you can see that in January we're literally 1,000 more per month than a year ago. February, 1,000 plus per month. And March, about 700 plus for that month, which is it's just amazing to me. what the bid and the promotions have done together and the response that we're getting, we should just see an incredible summer if this works out the way it's supposed to work out. Now, the second page, you know, what I found interesting is if you look at that second page, it's the one that has the breakdown of the states. Look at the bottom, Canada. We've gotten six from Canada, one from France.
A lot of this is coming out of Sunset Magazine for these western states like Oregon. But I'm not sure what's going on in Texas or Illinois because they're pretty up there. I'm wondering what went on in Texas that we got.
That's 70? probably Travel 50 and Beyond because okay. That's one of the few national publications. And that publication just continues to really produce for us. And that, as Peter said, one of the things that we're able to do with the BID budget is run full-page ads, where we used to just have little, you know,
blips.
Travel ads that work, but these are working better.
Well, look at the second page, and you'll see Travel 50. And then you go to Texas, and you see that it came from Travel 50. It
yeah.
was 64.
Gotcha. Okay. So, yeah, because I'm looking at Texas is up there, and 31 out of the 42 that came out of Illinois came from Travel 50. 45 from the 51 in Florida, yeah. So
yeah, look at Oregon.
Pretty awesome.
You know, that's 104.
Look at California, nearly half. Travel.
Yeah, when we run in the Northern California edition for Sunset, we mm-hmm. do get some Oregon. And then the they get pretty good circulation up in the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, Washington State. So I thought perhaps everyone would like to see this because it really does give you a good picture.
When this says California Visitor's Guide, is that the one opposite of the – is that the ad that we ran that's opposite of the table of contents?
Right. And we also have an online campaign on that as well that you saw from when you looked at the
and when
web
did,
report.
When did that come out? That
a couple ad? Months ago, I believe.
It came out a couple months ago.
It seems to lag, right, John, at 1 or 2 months? So
right.
The ad that's coming out that came out in March for Sunset Magazine?
Yeah, I was referring to the
Travel 50?
The California Visitor's Guide.
Oh,
but yeah,
right.
Sunset.
Right. That's right.
Actually, Sunset, the ads come in, like if you're in a July issue of Sunset, the ad would actually appear the latter part of June. So they're about 3 weeks ahead of whatever the posting. You know, you've probably seen magazines. You get magazines and it's actually the month ahead. We are going to get a substantial story in, by the way, it's sort of off the subject, but a substantial story in Westways because we've been doing some fact-checking with the we're working with Peter's group. Looks like it's going to be a pretty good story. That'll occur in July, but it actually will hit toward the end of June.
Just so you know, I was at a event the other night and somebody said, oh, you're on the TBID board. I said, yeah. They said, your ads that's been placed on your behalf in the Sunset Magazine have been fabulous. They're beautiful photography, just so you know.
Thank you.
Compliment to you and your staff. Great report, Peter. It's a great report.
Yeah, it really.
Thank you.
It really does break down, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I really like it. I really like it a lot. Well, I don't know how everybody else feels, but I like it. It's super valuable information. Thank you so much for doing that.
You bet.
Okay, where are we?
Joni? I have one more thing.
Me,
you know,
I'm
we kind of jumped from the budget into the fulfillment
yep.
source, and just a couple things on the budget. You know, I know it's kind of hard because we're in our first year and everything, but it seems to me, since we're going to lose effectively a third of our budget next year, correct, because we're going to go from 3% to 2%, we should, you know, look into our budget for next year and kind of plan on try to anticipate what we're going to get total-wise and just kind of look at, because isn't it June, the end of June is when our budget effectively starts?
It is.
Yeah, what I would suggest, and we talked about this in promotions, is a subcommittee, you know,
yeah.
like a budget subcommittee.
Budget
it's probably not too early to start that process.
Mm-hmm. That was the other thing that leads me into my other issue with the subcommittee, because we have a lot of subcommittees we have. We're minus two members, so we probably should look at those subcommittees and see if we need to move people around, that kind of thing.
Agreed. We'll have to look at that. I agree that there should be a subcommittee for budget, and I don't know, when do we bring that up? Do we bring that
right.
up? Andrea, when can we?
You could bring it up now.
Because it falls under budget. We can.
Yeah, you're close enough.
Get volunteers for that because, mm-hmm. you know, everybody has nothing to do. So
well, actually, you're right, Karen. We have one, I think. Yeah.
We did have a budget subcommittee.
Yeah.
We were. Okay. Looks like we have our budget subcommittee. Peter's shaking his head.
I think Nick's got a point. We've got a PR committee that has one person on it right now. So I think.
We'll put that on a. On a future agenda. Let's not look at that today.
Okay.
We're still getting through. So budget subcommittee was Michelle.
I believe it was you and I. And John, I remember, it was the only three of us I remember.
Seems so long ago.
I don't remember if we had a third.
I think Casola was on it.
I think so. So yeah, you'd probably need to get somebody
Casola
else.
Casola was on it. Nick, are you interested?
Yeah, I'll be on that subcommittee. The
awesome.
Budget subcommittee.
Okay, and we'll make sure that we meet.
On that April 26th night, it would be good if we had some representation from the BID, because they're basically going to ask that their budget be preserved. And it's still going to be very helpful for the promotions committee to work with the BID as they have in the past, because as you all know, we were able to coordinate some larger ads, and just it helped. And with the BID going down 1%, that money's going to even be more valuable. So
if it's okay with the board, I'll make myself available unless somebody else wants to volunteer to make themselves available.
I think as many getting up in public comment and making a endorsement for the promotions may be helpful.
Karen's out of town.
I'll be there also.
All right, awesome. Michelle?
I'll commit that day. It's tough for me the nights. I'm sorry. With a 1-year-old at home and a 5-year-old, it's a little tough leaving dinner
just
for the little ones. I mean, I don't think you want them running around here. I'll try. I'll see what I can do.
Bring them on down.
Yeah.
It'll move the meeting along.
Yeah, exactly. The city council will be like, okay, closed session.
Okay, sorry. All right. So, yes, you'll get our support there. April 26th, 6 p.m. for public comment.
Which I have a question. When we were originally formed, we had always said we wanted to have a meeting with the promotions committee, and that still has never happened.
Let's put that for a future agenda.
We had said we were going to do that, and it was actually on the schedule with no date, and then we were going to be doing it before we got the website going, and then we just got the website going. So that would still be a really good thing to do. And my apologies, I've just didn't move forward on that. So we can certainly do that. Maybe we can put it on both agendas for the May meeting. Let's see, April-May meeting to pick some sort of date.
That might be good, since they're kind of repositioning themselves. And really, just in a nutshell, I mean, it was going to be about, since this board's predominantly involved in lodging, it was going to be supporting, what takes place once the visitor's here, like activities, dining, a little bit more outreach for that, but still helping. I mean, obviously the number one goal is to get people to stay here, because TOT feeds their budget too. But working that, and then actually maybe working on an internal citizen campaign to let the citizens know why tourism's important. And that may just be through PR, running some articles in the Bay News, maybe some newsletters that would go out to the public, and having some formulas to show how much, TOT, what services that pays for. Because if we get everybody on board, that's something we've been trying to do for a long time, but that could be a good role for the promotions committee as well. And also helping on promotion of events.
I think it's a really good idea that we would all be able to meet and talk about those things if they're going to be bringing up TOT issues and stuff like that. That affects us. So it would be nice to all get on the same page.
Okay, great. So we will move off of the thank you for the report, John. Mm-hmm. Appreciate that. And do we need to accept that report for file, or we can? Okay, thank you. And we will move to see then a discussion of the procedure for groups to use a request for funding module for us, so that we don't constantly faced with what we've been faced with.
Chair Solo, just so you know, the Dahlia Days event is scheduled for August 27th and 28th.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. So that is not during the Mid-State Fair, everybody. That was my question. So.
And I would like to comment that's usually a very quiet weekend here in Morro Bay. So good job on their part. I know the last weekend of August is a little struggle. So I think that's good that they did something like that. I know everybody goes back to school kind of mid-August now. And yeah, so.
Yeah, usually they go back to school that week before, and there's usually no travel that first weekend. So, yeah, good weekend. And we'll try and get it on the future agenda item. So let's go to the C, discussion of the procedure for the groups to use a request for funding. And, Andrea, do you want to say anything here, or should we just open it up first? Okay, so what you have in front of you that Andrea copied is a couple of different formats that I think these were handed out to you once before, so you may be familiar with these. There's one from Kennewick, Maine, which is a coastal city. And then there's another one from Forsyth County Tourism Development Authority Business Development Fund. That's a big name. And they're using these two types of forms. Actually, the Kennewick, let's look at Kennewick first. Kennewick is using a form that, I mean, they ask right on the front of their form, have you enclosed all of your information for your request for funding? Which is, you know, your events promotions request, a budget for your event, proof of any room blocks with hotels or motels, and supporting documentation, i.e. flyers, letter, or whether they're all volunteers, and a description of the event is required, and what the percentage of the request is for the total event funding, which I think is a good, for example, if they're asking for $10,000 and they only need $10,000 to pull the event off, you know, why are they asking? The question is obvious. Why are they asking it all of one group? And the revenue for the event, the budget, the expenditures, and then it gets into the projected tourism benefits, the expected number of participants or spectators, the expected number of out-of-town participants or spectators. So the total number of spectators, a lot of them could come from in the city, then out-of-towners, and out-of-towners that traveled more than 50 miles, and then room nights that they expect to generate. An explanation of that, and then they move into their to page 6, where they talk about the after the event. In order for them to even be considered for future funding, they need to fill out a post-event portion to their application. And the post-event lets us know the total number of room nights for that weekend and or for that date, sorry. The number of lodging rooms in Kennewick and those kinds of details. And then there's the Forsyth County one, which basically they have a request for funding here from their BID, which is basically a two-page little, what's your organization, the name of the meeting, is it local, state, regional, national, estimated total attendance, contact information, amount of funding request, are you requesting funds from other organizations? Will the event be held regardless of funding from us, or, you know, funding from the Visit Winston-Salem? Total number of room nights, meeting spaces needed, blah, 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 attendance, out of town, in town, same basic stuff. And then how will the return on funding investment, they're looking for the ROI, the return on investment. Now that I've bored you all to tears with paperwork, let me ask you, we've gone over this, and we had this before us once before, and I'm wondering if we believe it would be helpful to kind of streamline what people are looking for from us. And it doesn't have to be exactly one of these two forms. It can be a blended mix that works well for our board, which would require a little elbow work and a little, you know, maybe two of us working on it and looking at it. What do you guys think? Tell me what.
Well, I think I like the Kennewick one because when you first look at it, it looks kind of cumbersome and there's a lot of pages. But if people are coming to the board for money, it shouldn't be easy. They need to fill us out and really, you know, hopefully if they're not committed to their event or the funding, they look at this and go, I'm not going to fill this thing out and come and ask for money. You know, we want people who are serious about their event. You know, the money we have here or that we spend here is, you know, hard-earned by our hoteliers, and it should be, you know, a serious request for money. So it should be a detailed questionnaire similar to the Kennewick one.
I agree. I think it's really important that we get something application going on, and we've already seen it. We knew that once we started giving some funds out, we were going to start seeing a lot more requests, and we saw it today. I think I like the Kennewick one better, but there's a few things I think are nice on this other one that I don't see on this one. It'd be nice to spend, you know, like you said, Joan, get a couple people together and blend into one. Because there's a few things that I think, you know, personally, and this is just, I haven't read through the whole thing, you know, I don't know if we want to do like a 2 times per year thing. I think that they can apply whenever they want, but just need to turn in the packet. And I really think we need to know, you know, if these events are local, it's going to affect room nights versus, so I like a lot of those questions that are in there, and I think those are important questions that need to be answered. And I think it helps us as a board determine this money. You know, a lot of us are kind of fly-by, throwing out our numbers out of a hat. Sometimes I feel like, where do we come up with these numbers? So I think this is a great idea. And I think it had came up before the board before, but we just had so much going on that we couldn't really tackle this. And I think now we can. So I think it's something we should definitely do.
Well, I agree that
the lower numbers request, like Dahlia Days, $353. You know, I mean, there isn't a need for an 8-page form for that. You know, something like that, that's fairly easy or straightforward, I would think. But when you get into, say, Morro Bay Fourth, and it's, you know, it's $10,000, then, yeah, we've had history with Fourth of July. There should be, you know, 10-year history with it that you can obtain those. So, yeah, I think it needs to be a little more complicated, a little more involved, a little more effort be put on it as the dollars grow. So I'm with Karen on this one too. I'd like to look at it, blend them, you know, maybe level it out, very simple form for something, you know, under $500 or something like that, and then if it gets more, a little more involved, then we need to know a little more facts.
Yeah, I agree. I think there's a definite need for an application. I think we're all in agreement with that. It could be a simple, you know, two-tiered system under $500. It could need to be three-tiered. I think for me, I look at it and I have questions because who's come to us for funding or who we've funded? We funded a trade show, Meaning Saver. We funded an event, which is the 4th of July, and we've funded an entity, which is the VCB, or CVB, whichever you want to call it. So I look at, you know, maybe we have them classify themselves because the level of spending is obviously going to be different whether you're asking for seed money for an event versus, you know, a Central Coast, which is... the trade show is basically the Saver is, you know, one third of the state. It's from Monterey to the end of Ventura County, so it's, you know, it's a whole Central Coast event. I mean, there's different ways to, you know, to classify them too.
What about wouldn't that be to be included at there would be membership fees basically? Wasn't that?
I think we'll be able to take a look at those things when we're doing budgets this year. You know, mm-hmm. For example, you know, the Saver, had we known about something like that, probably could have been budgeted for in the trade shows. You know, we know that they're going to have it next year. We have that idea in our mind as we go forward and do some budgeting here this next year, and our budgeting is reducing, so we need to really look hard at how we do things. But, you know, I think we'll have a better idea of what's coming forward to us.
I was just going to make the comment. That's probably why, if you had it where you were able to, you know, to look at it early, then we could put it in the budget. Because when you think of, I mean, from my standpoint of preparing your budget for your review and approval, you know, we spent roughly $60,000 that we had. You know, granted, we had a big fire sale budget, so we were able to take it out. But if we knew we were going to do that, then that might be different how I would propose a budget for you, knowing that we didn't have those dollars. And I think that with the reduction that we're going to have, you know, that's probably another consideration. So it'd be good to know ahead of time what, you know, what some of those big ones are. Obviously, the $350 ones, you know, you might even have like a, whatever the amount is, a $5,000 budget allowment for, you know, events, small events. And if they didn't spend it, then, you know, come April, you would say, well, let's reappropriate that. But I think also that, you know, the first and foremost criteria is it going to, you know, is it going to do anything for overnight stays? I mean, that's probably a big, big factor. And then also, I think as some people come and they want marketing support, I would suggest that it would be important for this board to place those ads, you know, and have control over that and say, well, we're gonna promote your event, but we're gonna make it a part of our marketing campaign. We're gonna do the ad rather than give somebody, you know, $4,000 and say, well, here's $4,000 for you to go out and place ads for your event. And I say that too because we might get them a better deal. I mean, because we're already doing some things that they might ride on our coattails, and it just gives you a little more control to know that the branding is going to be consistent and that the BID is going to get something out of it as well as the event. That's not going to work all the time because some people just, you know, like the 4th of July, they just needed seed money, I mean, to make the thing happen. So that wouldn't work in something like that. But
good ideas. Thank you. Okay, so I would be willing to work on a form that we could bring back to the group, to the board, and have us look at. Is there anybody who would be willing to work on that with me?
I'll work on that also.
Awesome. Thank you. Anyone else who's interested in reviewing it between me and Karen?
I'll join that also.
You'll help? Yeah, and we can do a lot of this via email. So, you know, we might have, you know, one meeting or whatever and then hammer it out after that. Okay, terrific. So we have a...
It's the third half price or whatever. You can't really do that with a destination, so to speak. So one of the strongest call to action, like we found on banner ads, if we have on a banner ad, say like in the LA Times, if it says click here to enter, you know, to win an overnight stay, it's helpful in getting more response. And in the past, when we didn't have a big demand for that, we didn't have a lot of these things going. You know, we could go to a hotelier and ask maybe for an overnight stay or something. But I guess, one, to make it fair, and then also, two, to not make it too laborious for one hotel that always would give money, is open it up. And then, and I think this board's talked about, you know, why not just at least pay the person their cost? Because it's almost easier, frankly, for me rather than, and for Peter, to go and chase down somebody and beg for something. It'd be nice just to be able to set a little budget aside and just be able to pay for those prizes if we need to. I mean, sure, there's value in that we would include that person in the advertising and all that, so there is value there. But I really just ask you what you think's the best way to handle that. But I need prizes.
Right, gotcha. I think we're all in agreement. I know we had talked about this again prior several months ago. I think we need to just kind of throw out some numbers out there of what people fare. I mean, every hotel is going to be a little different on what their expenses are. But everybody kind of is usually in the general ballpark of what it costs to run, to clean a room. So, anybody's got any ideas?
I would say that, you know, in this town, depending on the facility, they're running somewhere between 30, low 30s to 40
maybe we pay $35 as the reimbursement. It's right in the middle. I agree. I mean,
And that comes out of the fire sale, I'm sorry, because we don't have a line item for that.
Yeah,
where
I think
would that
so.
Come
and
out
then,
of?
You know, next year we could just budget and put a little money aside for that, so we just do it. It's really, truly a part of the advertising. I mean, it really helps our advertising be successful.
And are you talking about one contest a month, two contests a month? What are we talking about?
We're probably talking about having a prize for the photo contest quarterly, you know, which would hopefully be like an overnight stay. Maybe, we could also do dinners, things like that. I think it'd be good to support the restaurants. We can put them on the website, and they get the publicity from that. And then maybe, like, look at there's probably a need for, like, maybe two or three more major prizes that would be, like, the ultimate getaway, which might be, like, maybe a three-night stay. That could even be combined with two hotels, you know, two nights at one, maybe a night at another, however you guys think best to work that with some, dining and activities, because that's what we're kind of doing on some of the web stuff is, like, the ultimate getaway. For the photo, I think we're good with – a lot of people just want to win. But if you give them, like, a dinner or, you know, perhaps an overnight stay, and that's quarterly, then I think we could do that. What I could do is get an inventory list of what I think would be – what would be really valuable for the whole year and then have everybody look at it and do it that way, if that would be helpful.
Yeah, I think, John, if we had an inventory list that we put together with whatever motion we pass here for funding for those rooms – and we put that out on the website and ask people to contact either you back directly or whatever.
Sure.
If you wanted them to contact, you know, us as a group individually or, you know, we can work that out so that they can get their name on the list to you know, and quite frankly, you know, if they want to pick something that they want to be, you know, the photo person or the Harbor Festival giveaway person or whatever it is, then... You know, I'd be totally happy with allowing them to, you know, pick their poison, unless, you know, you want it to be more random. It's up to you.
Are you talking about publishing this through, like, the newsletter website then?
Yes.
Going out just to the TVID? Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. And then maybe an inventory with, like, some proposed packages or something like that.
So, sure. Yeah. And I can work with Peter on that, too, because he's got quite a few contacts for some of the ad-like activities and things like that. But, yeah, I think that would be good. And, you know, I think that we'll be realistic about it, too. We don't want to give away room nights during the summer. I mean, it's very, very appropriate to say Sunday through Thursday on most of these, and or even based on availability. But we also, and I think this is not this group, but anybody we pick, you know, the worst thing is to have somebody have a trade certificate and show up and somebody go, well, you know, I don't know anything about that. Or, I mean, those people... We want to put those people back on the website and talk about that they were a winner and what a great time they had. So it's just important that all that stuff clicks.
Yeah, I think for most of the hoteliers, it's going to be Sunday through Thursday, not during special events or holidays, no weekends, space available based on availability.
Not redeemable for cash.
Not redeemable for cash.
Not transferable.
You need to be in before 6. Don't come in at midnight. No.
No, we'll put the appropriate disclaimers on those.
Okay, yeah. Thank you very much. And, you know, if you need any of that, it's all of our gift certificates. You could probably contact them.
Today, you could give a cap of, let's say, $700 for... overall, and then it sounds like John is going to be coming back with an inventory list, and you might be able to amend it at that point. I mean, $700 is not a huge amount looking at your budget. I'm not sure if you want to go that way. It's just a little bit cleaner with maybe the parameters of 35, a cap on 35 for lodging, and then, you know, the other caps might be a little bit more flexible.
Okay. So then, excuse me, Karen?
That would kind of get me going because we do need some now. I mean,
right. So you mean you need some contest
prizes?
Yeah, prizes now, right. Okay, so let's look for that motion then for up to our $700 of spending, but with the cap on the hotel expenditure, on lodging expenditure at 35, yeah.
Okay, I will make a motion that we allocate $700 for contests for the year with a $35 cap on overnight stays and other activities and dinners to be determined.
Second.
All in favor? Or any discussion on that before we have to say that?
Well, would that be per night?
Yeah, $35 per night.
I didn't know if we needed to say that.
Yeah, $35 per night. Thank you, Peter. So with the friendly amendment from Peter Candela that it be pronounced. It was unfriendly, yes. Okay. So, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Very good. Motion passes. There you go, John.
Thank you.
You should be able to get those contests going now. Okay, great. So that was D. Now we look to go to announcements. And we do have, this is a public service announcement from your TBID board. We have two positions open on our TBID board. One is for a hotelier for under 22 rooms. If you are a hotelier and you are out there and you are paying your TBID assessment and you are interested in participating with all these wonderful, happy people and spending some time up here directing the vision of the city, we would love to have you as a volunteer. If you are in the 22 room or under segment, that is who we are looking for, someone to fulfill that position. In addition, if you are just a citizen at large, you can be anybody who resides in the city limits of Morro Bay. That do they need to be a registered voter? Let me ask you that, Andrea.
I know that we have some that are and some that aren't, but I believe they need to be on this. But that specific information is available at City Hall, either at the front desk or by phone. So if somebody's got questions, we can let them know.
And the City Hall phone number is
772-6200.
772-6200. You can call and get more information. You can be a citizen at large. You could have a retail shop. You could be a retired person. You could be a teacher. And you can also sit on the TBID board. We would love to have you. So please apply. And the application deadline date I don't have in front of me, but maybe Andrea knows.
Applications are due by April 30th. Interviews are scheduled for Monday, May 10th, just prior to the City Council meeting at 5:30-ish.
Here in this building?
Yes.
Okay. So that fulfills all of the appointments necessary to get yourself appointed. And you can get the applications down at City Hall, like Andrea said. And we would just love to have you turn out and show up and be part of the TBID board. It's pretty exciting stuff what we're doing here. And then any other announcements? We'll start with Peter Candela.
A couple of them. Tonight is a mixer. It is for the chamber mixer, 5:30 to 7. It's at the Lodge on 41 or Atascadero Road. Nancy has done a great job. It'd be kind of a nice thing to go and take a look. Kitchen's fabulous. They can hold up to 1,000 people. Should see this place. They've done a marvelous job. So it might be kind of a fun thing to go take a look at. 5:30 to 7 tonight, 7 to 9. They're having a dance there, too. And then this weekend, we have Miracle Mile for Kids, a big thing. 2,000 runners will be at the Rock running to Cayucas. And the next day is Blessing of the Fleet. That's always been a great tradition here in Morro Bay. North T Pier, 12:30. All of the clergy in Morro Bay will be giving blessings. And at the end of that, they will aboard a boat, and we will go to the different dockings of all of the boats in the harbor and bless them, throw a rose out onto the bow. It's a great ceremony. If you haven't seen it before, you should come out and partake. It's really a nice thing to be part of. And then there's a barbecue that follows at Betts Hall. And the last thing I'll have is, of course, we have our Kite Festival next weekend, the 24th, and the Morro Bay Parade starts at 10 o'clock.
at www.morrobaybeachbungalow.com. And now we will look to declaration of future agenda items. And we were emailed by Cheryl Cummings from the CBID. Got to get that right. And they are interested in partnering with us on a FAM trip. And I believe they may have emailed all of you. I looked up in the addresses and saw that you were all up there. So gladly no one responded to it or hit reply all. Thank you very much. So I just wanted to put that on as a future agenda item to discuss that, because that is a fabulous opportunity. From what she sends there, it looks like they're trying to bring about 20 to 21 travel writers through the county starting on the Sunday following Savor the Central Coast. So they would come to Savor the Central Coast for the last day of the event and come down this way and possibly be able to stop Sunday night and see part of the Harbor Festival, have some of the rooms spend the night in Morro Bay. They would spread them out throughout the county, but they could definitely spend some time doing a tour in Morro Bay. You know, she actually gave me a call and had an idea for if there's 20 of them, she asked me if we could accommodate them for an oyster tour. And at the time, I said I didn't know, but I would find out. And since I talked to you lastly, I do understand that we can accommodate 20 for an oyster tour.
Yeah.
So, and I believe they're looking at, and somebody correct me if I'm wrong, about $2,500 for funding?
Yes, that is correct.
I can't print. I couldn't print and bring it with me. But so I'd like to put them on as a future agenda item for next month so that we can get in on that because the date is in October, and that gives us plenty of time to get it on and look at it and discuss it and maybe have them give us a little presentation. Any other future agenda items?
Well, I think we talked about the subcommittees. Is that something we're going to put on there? And then the budget. We had a budget subcommittee. I don't know if we want to talk about that also.
So those things will come back. The budget subcommittee, that'll just come back to us under reports, right?
We'll add a budget subcommittee to your normal subcommittee list. We'll just add that on. Unless you need to have that back as a future agenda item, it'll just be on your agenda. Mm-hmm. And then I'm not quite sure. The other issue with subcommittees was just reviewing who is participating. So just a review of the existing subcommittees is the item?
Okay.
And then I also have a couple of others that you indicated through your meeting. One was determination of a date for the Joint City Council Promotions TBID meeting. Presentation of the form for groups to use to request funding. And review of an inventory list for the giveaways. Are those all things you want brought back?
Dahlia Days, too, wasn't it?
I'm sorry, Karen, you're going to be gone for 3 weeks?
Yeah, the application for group funding, application for event funding, we need to move that back a month because I'm not going to be here for the next 3 weeks, and you and I are the committee.
Yeah, I'll put together, and Nick. So I'll put together the first basic draft. I'll go over these two things, and I'll put together kind of a rough out more, but I can look at some other ones too, and I'll email you both the links to those, and then I'll put together some kind of rough, and then when you get back, we can look that over, and
so
maybe,
we'll that
maybe that'll be a June. Yeah, let's do that for a June. And Dahlia Days does need to come back. So, I'm sorry, let's go over them again. It's the request from the CBID to partner on a FAM tour, the to-be-determined joint meetings between ourselves and the promotion committee, the review of the inventory from for giveaways, Dahlia Days. In June, it would be the discussion of procedures for groups and
discussion of subcommittee representation.
Discussion of subcommittee representation. That's the one.
We've got it.
Thank you. Okay.
Regarding the excuse me, the budget subcommittee, what I might do is I don't know if we need to meet, but I'll give you my kind of my thoughts maybe via email. But it might not be a bad idea maybe between now and the next meeting to maybe get together. I wouldn't have the upper plan put together by then, but it would be good to get your guys, you know, I have some ideas, make sure we're all on the same page, and then I can go back and really get the details of that. So I would maybe that might be a good little preliminary meeting between now and the next meeting, if you guys are up for that.
Okay.
Sounds good
to me, too. Okay, awesome. So with that,